Hello and welcome back to Compensation Uncovered, the series that lifts the lid on the world of personal injury claims. We're here to arm all Australians with everything you need to know to make sure you claim all the financial compensation you're fairly entitled to under the law. Compensation Uncovered is once again brought to you by our team here at Law Partners, and we are Australia's largest specialist personal injury law firm. I'm once again joined by two absolute industry experts, our senior lawyers, some practice group leaders here at Law Partners, Shane Butcher and Lydia Wheatley. Lydia, Shane, how are you guys both doing today?
You're great. Great to be back.
Very well. Thanks, Piers.
Yeah, thank you for coming back and joining us. Now, our first series, as we've said, is all about TPD. Last time we looked at some common TPD-related injuries and illnesses, along with how the claims process works. I would advise listeners go back and listen to episode 1 and 2 if you want to get up to speed. Today, we're going to delve even deeper into some TPD claim client stories, which really help bring the topic to life with some real-life stories. And we're also going to discover what people are most surprised to learn about when it comes to TPD claims. So a big part of Compensation Uncovered is we want to tell the Australian community about some client stories and some success stories that we've had. Starting with you, Lydia, are there any sort of law partner clients that come to mind where you can illustrate a story for us?
There is. And there was one really recent one, actually. She was an existing client of Law Partners. And when I say an existing client, is she already had a motor vehicle accident claim. And she had very complex issues with liability and also with medical stability. This is because she had multiple fractures in her leg. But when she went to hospital, she had 16 surgeries or something, but she went to a hospital, she caught a terrible hospital infection, and that really complicated her recovery. So in the CTP scheme, which is motor vehicle accident compensation, she didn't even think about her TPD claim. It's a service we do for our clients too. We check up on these things for them. It's going to be a long road to complete her compensation claim for her lump sum and CTP. But when she actually came to us and we uncovered her entitlements that she had no idea she had TPD cover on her superannuation, this young girl actually got her benefit within 3 months. That took so much pressure off her because the CTP insurer wasn't paying her any benefits. So it just gave her the ability to sit back and recover and take the stress away from the whole claims process.
That's a fantastic outcome.
It's great that we can do that for our existing clients as well. That's a part of the job I really like. There was another one as well, which was a guy that came to us in Victoria. Now, he wasn't an existing client. He called through, but in a really desperate situation. He had schizophrenia, which was pretty long-standing, but was always able to fulfill his role as a technician and electrician and technician. So he had quite a technical role. He was high-functioning, even though he had schizophrenia. He was medicated and successfully, you know, had a marriage and children. But something happened in his marriage and he had a divorce and he ended up homeless and lost his job because he just couldn't cope. So he had an exacerbation of a condition, but we were able to look at the terms of the policy, get a consistent, concise history from him about his work experience and his go through all of his medical files and do submissions and got that one across the line. So that would have been a tricky one where an insurance company would have said it was pre-existing, but we were able to actually get his benefit for him over $500,000. So that meant he could get somewhere to live, get his life back on track. And yeah, that was a really good story too.
Those stories are great. I mean, for me, the stories that I think I remember the most, and I think I'll remember the most when I retire, the ones that are really, really technical that lawyers love to get their hands on.
Challenging ones.
Yeah, the things you study at university for and you love. But on the other end of the spectrum is similar stories Lydia was telling, the ones that meant the most to the clients. Mm. You know, they stick in your mind. And, you know, I've had a number of cases just like the first one that you had, Lydia, that you just said, where they were surprised, they didn't know they had the policy. They were waiting a long time. They were really long protracted litigation in a medical negligence claim.
Right.
The TPD came through much sooner. And, you know, the amount of gratitude that client expressed for coming in knowing they're going to a long-winded litigation, but they've got this money from the TPD they didn't expect, that's going to help them and their family get their life back on track and get them through until their actual claim that they came to Law Partners for.
So there they are, they're in a tough spot and they believe there could be compensation coming down the track, but they don't know when.
They don't know how am I going to pay the bills? There's no statutory payments. In workers' compensation, motor accidents, there's some payments along the way.
Right.
But in some types of cases, there's not. So these people, lives are adjusting for, you know, this catastrophic injury sometimes, significant injuries impacting them and the family unit. That money just helps them. And because as their lawyers, we get to know them so closely and so intimately. You know the family, you know the members, you know the dates of birth, you know it all. And to be able to tell them and give them that compensation along the way through their TPD policy, even if you're not the lawyer that's directly doing it, maybe someone in the TPD team is doing that and you're running the medical negligence, you see that reaction from that family and how much it helped them to survive. And I think that's what all of our TPD lawyers and myself are going to remember at the back end of our careers, rather than, you know,
that pretty straightforward claim
that got them $1.2 million, but it was pretty straightforward.
Absolutely.
So you remember the technical ones and the ones that meant the most.
Absolutely. And I suppose in those instances, you have TPD being a real lifeline for people where it comes through at a time when they need it the most.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's right. It can really step in to alleviate so much stress and financial hardship. So it's really good to be able to do that for our clients.
So over time, obviously seen a lot of different clients for TPD claims. What would be something you commonly find people are very most surprised about when it comes to making their TPD claims? Or perhaps put another way, you know, what would you like more people in the Australian community to know about when it comes to making a TPD claim?
We've probably touched on some of those big surprises already. You know, we already said most people are surprised they even have TPD cover. You know, if you're not paying attention to those super statements, you just may not be aware. And maybe the first time you're hearing about it is when a law partner tells you. Maybe you've done your own research, but a lot of people that we deal with, we're explaining to them for the first time. Another big surprise is that they can claim multiple funds and multiple policies, which we've also touched upon. In terms of things that I'd like people to be aware of, is it's not as simple as they believe it might be.
Right.
So just because you have an insurance policy for X dollars in your claim, it doesn't mean that's your money. You still have to go and establish that you meet the definition. You still have to get the evidence, present it.
It's not just yours.
It's not in your fund yet. It's not in your fund until you establish and prove to someone else and they're satisfied that you meet those definitions.
Okay. Yeah, sure. How about you, Lydia? What would you like more people to be aware of in the Australian community?
Well, the flip side of people being surprised that they have cover is being disappointed that they don't have any cover. So unfortunately, it happens a lot. So we have clients that are going to meet the definition, you know, they're completely not able to go back to work. That's not a problem. There might be existing clients of ours or clients that call through with an inquiry. We do law super searches all the time for clients, completely free of charge. That's fine, but really heartbreaking when they're in need but don't have any cover. So I would urge everybody in Australia, check your cover. Just make sure, you know, if it's not in your superannuation, you can get a retail policy or increase your cover if you need to. Just make sure if you're increasing your cover, if you do have any existing illnesses or injuries, you have to disclose that. But I would urge everyone to check their cover.
It can be really heartbreaking too, just picking up from there, when a client has cover and they've made a decision that's taken it away from themselves. You know, occasionally we see people who've been injured and as a result of trying to get their life on track and deal with that injury, they try and consolidate their finances and close certain funds you know, put them into one. And then they realize that if they've got a new fund now, that's now a pre-existing injury. Because that policy was taken out after the injury as they consolidated two funds into, say, a completely new third fund.
I see. So be a little cautious if you are injured and don't necessarily...
Yeah, so the first two might say, well, you didn't meet the six-month qualifying period. And then the third one might say the injury was pre-existing to when you took out this policy. So, you know, you really want to get advice as to what you want to do and make sure that advice is right and taking into account everything and not just how much premiums is coming out of my account now.
So if I were in a position where I wanted to know if I had coverage in the first place, is that relatively easy? Do I have to call my super fund? Is it online? Is it on my statement? Like, how will I know if I have TPD coverage or not?
That's a good starting point. I mean, you can do your own research. Most people get a statement from their super fund every year.
Yeah.
I have an app. I can go on and, you know, see it. So, the world's moving forward where information is at your fingertips.
Okay.
If you're really not sure, call. Get some advice.
Get some advice, yeah. And would you say, Lydia, more people are becoming aware of their rights and entitlements around TPD as time goes on? Is the market becoming a bit more educated in the community?
Yeah, I think like social media and everything, advertising, people are a little bit more aware, but you would be surprised at the alarming rate of clients that don't have any idea at all. So yeah, there's a bit of a mix with that, really.
So the key is find out, check your statements, sort yourself out and get in a position where you know what your coverage is.
Exactly. I mean, we insure our car, we insure our house and contents and all those sorts of things, but we don't insure ourselves. So when you are in a position where you can't work, to have that lump sum benefit, even if you have income protection, they can have caps maybe for a couple of years. So a lump sum can be really, really beneficial.
The last thing you want to do is be underinsured as well. You know, do the right things, but you didn't think about the right amount to cover for what you need. So, you know, when we say check your cover and check if you've got a policy, there's doing that before I'm injured and there's doing that after I'm injured. You know, two different outcomes depending on, you know, when you undertake that.
Don't wait until you're injured.
needs to be done before. That's right.
Well, Lydia, Shane, thank you very much for your time today. Your insights are really fantastic. I'm sure they'll be very helpful for our audience, really underscoring the importance of having, you know, good quality expert legal representation. So thank you. We look forward to seeing you both again soon. And to you, our audience, thank you very much for listening to Compensation Uncovered from Law Partners. We really do appreciate your time. To stay up to date, be sure to follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. Just search Law Partners or visit lawpartners.com.au. We'll be back before you know it to share more stories and more real legal insights for your information. Thanks again for listening. I've been Piers Toomey, your host, and goodbye for now.